Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, and you are very welcome back to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Carla, and Jen is still on mat leave. Our good friend Jen Hatton is still on mat leave at the moment, and we are instead, who's we? It's me. And I have one of my very good friends, Lindsay Hamilton. She's coming on from Lipstick Lessons Podcast. We kind of talk a little bit of everything. We kind of talk a little bit of... do you know what? It's a surprise. So, with all that said... there's a few celebrity predictions, teaching Lindsay about P. Louise, and a little bit about Gaza too. So enjoy. There's nothing more comical to me than the fact that we do have platforms.
We do have platforms, and wow, do we use them?
Wow, should we?
Like, especially, like, I've totally fallen off the, like, taking pics, doing that. I'm like, purely audio. That's what you need from me. You need to hear me talk.
People came to look at me for makeup. They want me here, like, and you know what?
Think about the genocide is. Yeah. Like, my opinion.
I'm like, the government needs to.
I've not pretended to understand the government yet.
Okay.
Maybe 2024.
Maybe 20.
Well, actually, Sean is coming on to. She's into all that.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see her little freedom fighter on her close friends.
Yeah.
Not on the main now, Shauna, but on
she
friends.
Posts the odd, like, Mary Lou and is like queen shit. I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's a stance.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I don't know, but Shauna's going to come
on
and
school right
me
then.
All of this. Okay. All of this goings on with the Irish history and the just government
the
stuff.
Fenian woman, is she?
I don't really know anything about the government.
Okay, that's fair. You said a rock to sue.
Yeah.
You said a Leinster
honestly.
House, what?
Yeah, I don't know, nor do I care. I mean, I vote.
Good for you.
Kind of.
Oh, no, you have to get on that now, Lins.
I did, yeah. Okay.
Look, 2024.
It's just totally new me.
New you.
Yeah, I'm voting.
Yeah.
But there's not really much coming up.
Presidential election is that next year or the year after? I want to say it's next year, 2024. I think it might be 2024.
So that's the one Conor McGregor is going for.
Yeah, well, apparently he can't because he's had a conviction.
I told you that.
You told me that. But then somebody else wrote to me being like, no, they're looking at something. Anyway, I don't know. So many people have been like, yeah, he will be able to. And so many people have been like, no, he isn't able to. Now, did I predict it?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I predicted it in the group chat and I predicted it on the Patreon.
Yeah.
Before he announced, I wanted to, everybody was sending
you
the
have
TV
a little
like,
Mystic Meg qual.
I am. I'm witchy.
Who died?
Coolio.
And he was a random.
So random. I was like, I don't know why, guys. But I'm glad that you brought this up because this girl is like famous on TikTok for her predictions. I'm just going to grab her name so I'm not
pull
just
her up there
out of nowhere. Her name is Geriatric Millennial.
Okay, love your phone cover. I'm obsessed.
Oh, thank you. It's Amazon.
I need a new phone cover. So I might get the link off you, girl.
Get the link. It's got pink. It's got purple. It's got
it's
white.
Iridescent.
It's got silver. It's got everything.
That's my favorite color, iridescent.
I like chrome. My favorite color is chrome.
My favorite color is the color of a bubble.
Yeah, I love that. I love that shine. So this girl does her predictions. Now, a lot of them are super American niche.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to go through the ones that are like super American niche because like in the nicest way possible, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel separate. I can see that happening.
Yeah, she's been putting up with his shit for far too long.
For far, far,
and
far
he's
too long.
Edging towards a Me Too-ish kind of territory.
I think we're going to find out more about that. And mm-hmm. I think it's not just going to be him. I think there's going to be a couple more people.
A complete takedown. Like we're talking, let's throw them all in one big major six piece
pot. All documentary of them are in there.
We're talking Sean Diddy. We're talking Usher. Sean Diddy. We're talking Sean Diddy Puff White. Like what? I can't keep up.
We're Snoop talking Dogg. That dude.
Is he?
Nah, he's chill.
He's not giving R wording.
No, he's not giving that whatsoever. I think he is
too stoned.
He's too stoned to give a damn.
He's too tired to R word.
Smoking the reefer.
Can't be bothered.
Not
our lazy shite. Would you go out like all the other lads now? Come on.
But like, there's people who are into it. There's me. Mary Jane.
I could see Snoop Dogg, and I've thought about this for some time. I could see him going down the Caitlyn Jenner route.
What?
He is like fully wearing so much weave. Like have you not seen his hair? Like it's so long, it's giving. But like,
yeah, but he's always had that hair. Like forever.
I know.
That's been him since I think Snoop Dogg, and I'm going to fucking like mince my words now. Something will come out and I'll be like, forget what I said about Snoop Dogg. Okay. Forget what I said about him. I think he's really authentic and really like, you know, when you see somebody, you know, the way that like Diddy always put on an act, Jay-Z always put on an act. That fucker just came in and was himself.
Yeah. And he has done, like, he also kind of pokes fun at himself by doing the Just Eat ads
and all
and the
that
Martha
stuff.
Stewart stuff. Yeah. And his cookbooks. He's just out here enjoying food, really. Food and smoking.
Food and smoking.
And they go hand in hand.
They really do.
Oh my God. After a spliff, food hits diff.
It does it different.
I'm like, wow.
You're like, wow, I love it over here. Kelsey Ballerina pregnant. Don't know who that is. Actually, there's those people I don't know, so I'm going to skip those. Gwyneth Paltrow divorced. No, I didn't even realize that she was divorced from Chris Martin. I still thought that they were separated.
Yeah, no, they're both. Well, I don't think Chris Martin is remarried to Dakota Johnson. I think they're just consciously coupled.
Oh no, I didn't. I thought she was cool.
I mean, Chris Martin was photographed the other day feeding the homeless or whatever. So like,
good for him.
In some kind of, like, not on the streets, like in some kind of place.
Oh, in like
charity work. Yeah, he's always into the charity work.
Yeah.
Chris Martin, he's loving the songs.
Okay,
about,
now
you
it's
know.
Okay. I thought it was
Didn't
cool.
he have a song on one of the like Troker ads, isn't he?
He did. Actually, mm-hmm. you're correct. Do you know, I actually think it was Gwyneth Paltrow who made Chris Martin uncool. For me.
Well, see, the thing about Chris Martin is that he's a soft rock star. Like, he was he wasn't, like, if you're not shooting up, what are you going to say? Yeah. What are you singing about, bro?
Yeah, sure.
You know?
He went down the Bono route rather than the...
Yes. Bono / Bob Geldof vibes.
Yeah, rather than the Rod Stewart.
Yeah, and the modeling, like, fucking a load of models.
Yeah, I'm
going to
shag every 20-year-old that I can find.
But we hate that. Like, we hate that he does that. We hate that he had a lovely wife for a while.
No.
They consciously uncoupled, and then he got with Dakota Johnson, who ruined Ellen Jenner's career, really.
Oh, I know.
And, like, she's loved.
Who, Dakota Johnson?
Mm.
I think it's because she's low key and she just kind of is. I think
is she?
A
she's
lot.
A Nepo baby, isn't she?
Yeah, she's. Is it Meg Ryan and that Don? Is it Don Johnson? Anyway.
Meg Ryan?
Is it Meg Ryan?
I don't know.
Is she her daughter? I think it might be Meg Ryan. Or is that your man, Jack Quaid? No, I'm getting them wrong. I'm getting them mixed up.
Jack Quaid from Parent Trap?
Jack Quaid, his son.
Smash.
Hot.
Jack Quaid.
Smash.
Oh, give me a bit of that.
Smash. No, Dakota Johnson's. This is actually going to fucking wreck.
I don't know. Meg Ryan is like, didn't she have some kind of addictive times in her life?
Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson.
Melanie Griffith,
yes.
Who was married to Antonio Banderas for a while?
Yes, that's the same in the one. And the minute that you know that, you're like, yeah, she's the image. But I think the reason why people like Dakota Johnson is because she looks like everyone.
Yeah, she's kind of like a Zooey Deschanel. Like, I'm just a normal girl next door.
Yeah.
Not as hot as Mila Kunis vibes.
Not as, she's like an accessible celeb. I don't know why.
What did I see her in? She's in some comedy called like Single.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yes, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. What is never it? How to
I
be
watched
single.
It on a plane once
how
and
to
I was dying.
Me too.
Is Rebel Wilson in that?
Yes.
And she's
fucking
gas. Me and my sisters watched it and we were fully like howling on the plane.
No,
it was like inappropriate.
I was the same. So I was just like, fuck it, I'll throw this on to try and
fall asleep.
When
casual.
I mean tears coming out of my eyes.
It
is
was
one of
so funny.
Cousin Greg is in it from Succession. For people that watch Succession, he's like one of the love interests. There's a really hot bar guy in it. It is one of the funniest
It's a perfect
films.
Movie.
One of the Wayne brothers is in it.
Isn't it that kind of viral moment from that is when she's in the taxi and she's like,
home.
I want to go home. Home.
Like, Where the fuck is that lady?
It's so good. It's so
she's
good.
She's like, oh, sorry. Yeah, it's a...
I want to go home. I'm ready.
Takes me like, home. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, that kind of made her likable.
Yeah. That, you know? I think I watched that and I was like, do you know what?
Yeah, she's a bit of fun.
A-okay.
Yeah.
She's A-okay to
and
me.
And then doesn't she, like, spoiler alert, pause and forward for the next 15 seconds, she hooks up with the barman.
How fucking crazy.
And he's like, yeah, he's just making those drinks.
And he's
and he was a player. He's a player. And then he's like, for you.
Actually you.
I'm fucking quitting all of that BS.
And then he gets with that other annoying girl who rejects him. It's so funny.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
You, at not one point do you think it's going to go the
way
that
it goes. Is Rebel her like roommate or something?
Yeah, I think she ends up with her at some point. Rebel Wilson is very funny. She's like Rebel Wilson and Bridesmaids is brilliant as well.
Yes.
When she's Matt Lucas's sister and the two of them are so weird in that apartment with Kristen Wiig.
Yes, they're so weird. Doesn't he have a cat or something?
Well, she gets the tattoo and all this. Anyway, great.
Brilliant actress. She's one of those actresses that when she loses the weight, everyone's like, oh, is she going to be funny anymore?
Well, she did that, didn't she? And now everybody's kind of had that thing. And now she's engaged.
And she's lesbian and all.
Yeah, but people got really... I don't know why. I feel like I heard more about that than I did from about her being with a woman than I did about like Lindsay fucking Lohan with Sam Ronson. Do you know that kind of way? It was really strange. I was like, why do people give a fuck about
this? I think people were, this is what I can take. I think people were low key mad because she'd previously gone out with really wealthy men.
Oh.
Like she dated a billionaire for a while.
What?
I know. What are you trying to say? That she shouldn't be getting with a rich man?
No, I'm just saying I can't imagine her ethics kind of align with that.
Yeah, she was like with this like really successful businessman. And I think people are a bit like, oh, this whole time you were a fucking lesbo and you were you know, using men
trying
for money.
To get his money. I'm like, she's an actress now.
Yeah, I know.
She's not an actress.
I think that was maybe the vibe.
Okay. That's more interesting than what I had in my head.
Yeah, like the lesbian thing, fair play. Fair. You know what? I like when a fucking actress comes out because so many actors and actresses are so obsessed, or just famous people in general, being like, I'm bi.
Yeah.
With no proof. Like Billie Eilish just did it.
Did she?
Billie Eilish came out in Variety magazine and basically came out as like pansexual.
But do you think that's more to do?
I'm attracted to women. They're beautiful. I'm nervous around them. I love them. It's like, just do a Lily Rose Depp and fucking go around with a girl and be snogging the face off her. Like, why are you making these announcements? Like, bitch, where's the proof? Or are you just trying to be like, ooh, I'm kind of a bit of a lesbian.
But sometimes I feel like that's the media trying to get like a juicy thing for their story. Do you know what I mean? Like everyone will forget. Like I didn't even know that happened. Mm-hmm. Everyone will forget that happened because she's got a very... What age is she now? 21? She's got a very long career ahead of her.
And a very long life of shagging ahead of her.
That's what I mean. So I feel like by the time that she is on her fifth or sixth marriage, like no one's going to remember that random thing. Yeah. The Variety sold a lot of magazines.
I just think it's a thing that people... Like both... There's the playoff though. There's celebrities and the kind of like... Yeah. It's the gay baiting thing.
Yeah. And I think it's... I think as well because there's such a... And again, I think Billie Eilish is so fucking talented.
I love her.
Love her. I love...
After Barbie, I was like, okay, adore.
I've always loved her. I always thought it was like Ocean Eyes. She did that at 14. I'm like, oh,
she wasn't... I didn't really
God.
Listen to her. And then that song, I was welling up, darling. I'd love her to release a Christmas album.
I would too, actually.
Have you seen? She's been doing like these kind of Christmassy songs. And wow, damn the control that woman has in her voice.
Damn. It's because she's trained from a very young girlie. She's a little Baba angel.
And I like that it's her and her bro just going around.
Phineas is like, I'm going everywhere with you. You're my little cash cow.
Yeah. And also hopefully he's like, no, get away from her. All the perverts, get away.
That's probably nice though. I feel like, I think it's nice that she has that.
Yeah. A protector.
There will, he seems like, their family though are very artsy. So it makes sense. Mm. Like her name's Billie Eilish Pirate Bard O'Connell. That's her full name.
It's giving like Leonardo DiCaprio's family. Remember his family were already in shit.
Yeah, like her parents are in a creative industry. I want to say one of them's an artist and one of them's in like some kind of form of music. But they're very like that kind of like kooky New York family.
Oh, she's from New York.
Yeah. So
I am being called to New York.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm being called to New York. There's another hint. Billie Eilish, who I now like, from New York. Oh my
God. Me in New York.
Me liking New York. Sex in the City, Dublin's Carrie Bradshaw.
And people have called you that.
I think people being me, I've called me that. I'll put it in my IG bio. Everyone always says I'm Dublin's Carrie Bradshaw.
You probably should. Dublin's answer to Carrie Bradshaw.
I kind of am though. Rich guy, big.
Okay.
Who would Jimmy be? Well, Carrie didn't have kids. I'm like Carrie if she had kids and...
Yeah, maybe. First baby, or no, second yeah. baby daddy, shit. Mm. Who would mm-hmm. he be? He wouldn't be Aiden.
No.
Would you be would that your crazy? Would ex-husband be Aiden? You can now officially say ex-husband.
I know. I know. Ex-husband. Like, I honestly can't really remember that man.
No, I still find it mad that you've been married and now you're only recently divorced. I find that fucking crazy, it's so crazy to my brain.
I can get married again, which is also crazy.
I think you should.
I kind of want to.
Do you?
I know. I've had Dude, you did so a well few people time. In mind. Yeah, I know. That was a long ass marriage. Hello.
I was married for what?
Over
you?
A decade. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a successful marriage in my eyes.
Well, as far as celebrities go, that's like yeah. eight generations of marriage,
that's
really.
A successful mirage.
Mirage.
I haven't seen him for
eight of those.
99% of that time.
But you know what? What's his name?
Philip.
Well, you know what, Phil? Hope you're well.
Yeah. Hope you're well. You are well.
Thriving. Hope you're thriving.
I'm sure you're not, but.
Hope you're thriving. Good
hope,
for you.
Hope I'm wrong. I'm rarely, rarely, rarely wrong.
We're just gonna leave that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But anyway, back to the predictions.
Back to the predictions.
So Gwen Paltrow, a para. I love a para, by the way.
Who is her fella? He's a bit boring.
I couldn't tell you. I
feel like he looks like Keith Urban.
Isn't it mad that Nicole Kidman's still Keith Urban?
I know. Like... Fully, I have Keith Urban's hair right now.
You actually do. I've had Keith Urban's hair.
It's like
so
in the growing out stage where it's just like kind of these bangs that I never had agreed to were even cut. There's just like breakage. Broken hair.
Yeah, perfect.
And then a little bit of long in the back. I'm Keith Urban. Point. Where's my Nicole Kidman, for fuck's sake?
Also, whoever her esthetician is,
oh,
an icon.
Yeah. Remember those weird photos that came out last year?
What was that? Because I feel like she had really bad work done at like the 2010s kind of era. And now it's like whatever she has gotten done, whoever the doctor is. Wha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
I don't be loving her whole look. It's just that whole Tilda Swinton vibes, like that aesthetic for me. The really pale, really thin, just redness. It's like that is not my vibe. I want tits. I want tan. I want like a big blowout. Her hair's so straight. Her body's so straight. Everything's so like, eh. You know the way?
So do you mean like more style wise or things that she can't change?
Well, she could get a bloody tit job.
Lindsay. We are not advocating
she
that.
She could get a fucking, hop in a bloody, get in a tanning tent and get a bit of a sun kiss. It's like she's Australian, for God's sake.
But it's very her, no?
Yeah, I just don't like that.
Okay,
well, I don't like
that's
her.
Fair. You don't like
her aesthetic.
Okay, well, you don't have to get it. So that's
I'm just
fine.
Saying personally, I don't like that.
That's okay. Theo Vaughn, they said he'll do some kind of tour or a big podcast deal. This geriatric millennial also said that Taylor Swift will do a
Theo
residency.
Vaughn will do a world tour. That's like random. Like maybe he. That's not really a prediction. That's like a probability.
Okay.
Like, he's doing really fucking famous. Like, he's doing so big in America right now. He toured all year in America.
Oh, did he?
Well, I went to fucking one in New York.
Did you?
Mm.
I didn't know you listened to Theo Vaughn. You and Tom have loads.
I say listen. I found him through TikTok, and then I went down like a rabbit hole and fell in love with this man. And my ex from New York was really into him. So when I was over one time, he was playing. And I mean, I just love him. He's such a vibe.
Do you ever find a gas, right? Because I always ask Tom about this, where it's like he listens to economy podcasts and, you know, shit that I would never. And then like Theo Vaughn and I can't remember that other dude.
Yeah, men, the male podcast sphere is
so very, very strange.
Yeah. It's like super high sexual as well.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of like these, like, I don't know. I've listened to some, like, there's, I don't know who he is. He's like another comedian who's on like Theo Vaughn's podcast a lot. He's like this big, like, New York kind of.
Or like really like New Yorker.
Yeah. And he's super crazy.
And he's a super crazy dude.
Just the way he's like so open sexually. So I always find like men sometimes who listen to, who are like, I'm too nervous about what you talk about on your podcast, are listening to like Theo Vaughn, these crazy be like, guys
fucking
be like,
this bitch.
And then the cum was fucking dripping down my leg. They're like, shut the fuck up, bro. Shut the fuck up, bro. I'm like, isn't that just the same thing? We're all just laughing about sex.
Are we not all just having a bit of fun?
Have you seen Saltburn, by the way?
No, I am going to. No spoilers, but I am going to.
Okay.
And I know it's going to be one of those ones, like, I'm going over to stay with my family in the US, and I know it's going to be one that they'll be like, shall we watch Saltburn? And I'll be like, no,
I know.
No.
My mom and me were going to go, and then I started seeing all the TikToks, and I was like, mom,
we're not going to watch this together.
It seems very strange. And then I did go because my sister wanted to go for her birthday. My mom was like, I thought you said you weren't going to see that smut. I was like, well, Sarah dragged me to it.
Well, I had no choice.
Screaming.
I hated it as I frantically look at photos of Jacob Elordi.
Yeah, I love him. And now I also love Barry Keoghan.
Wow, did you not before?
I've never seen Barry Keoghan. I was totally off that. I had not seen anything of him ever.
Really?
I know. I don't watch what? Love, Hate, was he in that?
Was he a little... I think he might have been... I think everybody that has actually done that well crap. In Ireland has actually been in that. He was in... That Colin Farrell movie, Killing the Sacred Deer. He was in, which is apparently a fabulous movie.
I've heard it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, let's watch it together.
Let's watch that and do a podcast about a movie that came out months ago and our thoughts on it.
Months ago, years ago, like a decade ago.
Really? Yeah. I don't like, I hate when movie names are like, what is this about? Like, give me a bit of a description.
Yeah. The Killing of the Sacred Deer. I'm like, that could be literally about fucking anything.
Anything. Like, what is it? I don't even know if it's a comedy. Is it like a...
Yeah. I'm like, who's the deer?
Is it scary?
Is this a fictional deer? Is this an actual deer?
Is it giving Bambi?
It's like, I'm beside the Phoenix
Park.
Or
is it giving Black Beauty? Like, is it realistic?
Black Beauty, that stayed with me my whole entire life.
Beautiful horse.
A gorgeous horse. Do you remember Ginger? And then he sees Ginger.
I can't remember this movie. What the fuck happened? Did the horse
Ginger,
die?
Ginger, which is like the chest.
I'm assuming the horse died.
Which was his. No. He stays fine, but Ginger dies. And Ginger was his love. And Ginger was a ginger-colored horse. And he sees Ginger at the market one day because they get separated. Mm. And then one day he's at the market with his new owners and he just sees the like trailer come and her head's hanging out.
Oh.
She's dead.
See, there's something about horses falling in love. It's very sad.
It's a
beautiful fall in love, horses?
See, horses are a strange one. Everybody's like, they're such cold creatures. But like, when I mean the love and admiration that my sister's horses have for her.
Oh, really?
But she spoils them.
How do you mean they admire her?
They, like, honestly, they admire her. I see it in their eyes.
Really?
It's fucking gas. They are obsessed with her, but she's obsessed with them. So yeah. I think at one point she broke them down.
Okay.
Because it's like, she just piled so much. And I know, like, that Ross O'Carroll Kelly thing where it's like, horse girls are always uptight arseholes because they pour so much love into creatures that'll never like them. And I'm like, yeah, but if you actually met Amy's horses, you would understand that they can like you. Like, Roscoe, Rio and Ella are obsessed with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do they do when she
like the minute
in?
They see her, they are bouncing out, they are sprinting, they are like nearly leaping the fence to see her, and they'll like let her, you know, they'll be around her at all times. Like, they're never like, I'll see you later. They're never like indifferent to her. They're always itchy, like, ah, like a dog.
And she rides horses.
Yeah.
And they like that. Horses like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they know much different.
Yeah, I guess.
They are like work animals, you know, that kind of way.
I was on Tinder the other week.
What else are they going to
do? A circus man was on Tinder. Like, he was a... What are they called?
Oh, an acrobat?
No, like... Welcome to the circus.
Oh, shut the fuck up, yeah. A ringmaster.
Yes, yes. What? I know, I didn't swipe.
Date a ringmaster? Like, that's cool.
It's totally not.
I'd love...
I'm fucking in the little caravan. Like, no offense.
You went that like... far. like, go on a date. Lindsay's like, I can't shag in a caravan.
And then he's going to be gone because they're traveling around.
But what an interesting man with interesting stories and an interesting life, no?
I'd say it's a different life, but I'd say it's like really boring. Like, you're literally bopping around in the different places, like with your circus, like what, doing the same thing every night? I'm bored.
Yeah, but I remember we did a podcast on carnival. And oh, carnival. My God. Yeah, you know the fucking carnivals that bang up their shite rides?
Yes.
Oh my God, the stories.
Really?
If you guys are looking for like one of the most insanely kind of British Irish coded, you know, that kind of way. Because it's always British lads to be like, get on the waltz, darling. I'll strap you in.
It's such a... So fucking weird. I'm low-key allergic to it.
And like people were writing in being like, my husband used to work in the carnival. He said like some people were like shagging 10 birds a night. Like it was so decrepit. It was the most decrepit thing. The stories that people had.
I'd say it's dirty.
It was one of those that I was like, oh, I feel like I need a shower after recording this. It was filthy. It was honestly carnival men.
Yeah, I don't know about that now.
Can't cope with them.
But anyway, okay, predictions. So Thea Von World Tour.
Apparently Taylor Swift, a residency in either Nashville or Vegas.
Again, that's not really a prediction. That's just quite obvious. Like, she literally changed. Like, she's Time Woman of the Year. Or Person of the Year, sorry.
No, sorry.
Gender has nothing to fucking do with it.
But I'm sorry. I'd be here all day talking about that now. Very, very.
It's an absolute disgrace. Would you have given it to?
The people of Palestine, the media of Palestine. Those journalists who are literally risking their life every day and are getting actively targeted every single day because they are actually showing everyone what is going on in the world. Otherwise we'd be sitting there like, new dress.
I know.
It's crazy.
And like, we had a massive conversation about this last time. And I'm like, I literally ping ponged from like your thoughts to my thoughts because I'm like, I don't know. Did it do anything, the sharing?
Yeah. What? Absolutely. Well, it's putting so much pressure. And this is why I'm not going to rehash this too much because I've talked about it, I think, every podcast since October. But if you even look at something like Taylor Swift and Beyonce, okay? Mm. Like, Taylor Swift was effectively cancelled a little bit after the Kanye West thing. Can anyone be cancelled? No. But she did fuck off for a couple of years and she wasn't seen in the media.
She fucking lies. She was going around with Tom Hiddleston and she was still selling out. She didn't go anywhere.
Do you not remember the award? Yes. People were giving those fucking tickets away. She was not selling out those concerts. Like, genuinely, do you not remember? It was like, was it the Aviva? And I think it holds, let's say it holds, I don't know what it fucking holds. Let's say it holds 75,000 people. I think only 30,000 have bought tickets. Like, they were giving them away by the, like, I was offered by every woman and child. Every woman and child was offering me a fucking ticket to Taylor Swift. And I was like,
how the
I don't
fuck
want
did
one.
She do it?
Huh?
Like, how did she do it? Is it just that she releases so much shit?
In what way?
Like,
as
so
in,
much.
How did she turn it around?
Content? Yeah.
Oh, I think because she came back and, you know, did, you know, Swifties have always been there. But I think there was so many people that were kind of like on the fence. Like, who were like, I can't. And then she went and she did. I don't know anything about this girl's career. So. I'm butchering
Luna
it.
Decided that she's a Swiftie the other week.
Exactly, that's like, what I mean. Wow, it's a new generation. You're like, oh great, that's going to cost me thousands a year.
I mean, how do I even start with this?
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift is like, it seems so fun to be one. Like to
a
be.
A Swiftie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because they're like, they know so much about this girl. They're like, that was her era. That was like all the different, her lover.
Yeah, it's like Midnight, she released Four, I Have All Four. And I'm like, that is a commercial dream.
Yeah.
And I think that for me, but if you think about like, if you think about how much power and how much influence people have, even the fact that we sat down with you, Linz, and had that conversation and very much changed your outlook. And I know you've ping pong back and forth, but that is true to you. But at that point in time, you went from one point of view to maybe a completely different point of view. And it made you think a lot more. And that's why talking about it is important because, and to have these conversations like at home as well, to have these conversations like with your family and with your friends, and you know, and it does come up quite often. Like we had a girls' night the other day and we spent like a good hour and a half talking about Gaza.
I know.
And I was like, a girls' night?
It is.
We're normally, you're like,
We're growing up,
girlies. But
well, yeah. I prefer those kind of conversations. I can't really deal with conversations about like makeup and clothes too heavily. I like them peppered in, but like an intense conversation about what I'm wearing on Saturday night is so boring to me.
I don't think it's about makeup and clothes, but it's always like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well. She's actually been having an affair with blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no. And you're like, yeah, so this is how it happened. That's always it. It's like, always like, say, do you know, blah? And you're like, yeah, kind of barely. And then you're like, well, listen to this fucking story.
But you know those girls who are like, say, Neva with all her Affenkaldis. Like, I could just never be that interested in that much, like, random crap. Like, little pots of crap.
Affenkaldis.
That I could just buy myself. Why am I getting surprised? Why am I spending my own money to surprise myself?
Yeah.
With stuff that I could have, like, half what I won't like.
Yeah, and I always say that advent calendars are really, unless there's like a good few items in that, like a perfect example, the Space NK advent calendar.
Yes.
It had the cleanser I had just ran out of. It had the Tatcha Dewy Skin Mist. Those two things together are 100 quid, right?
Mm-hmm.
It had the Bread hair oil that I did want to try. And it had the Summer Fridays, jet lag mask that I wanted to try. So that's like another 200. Do you get me? The thing was, I think it was like 2 something. But by the time I had added up the stuff that I wanted, I was like, I'm getting all these bits for free and I will try them and I do this for a living.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of like, and that video did great.
Delighted.
No, but that's as in another all way. About. Yeah, that's in another way, it's just like grand. But I don't get them. I don't think they're ever great value. I think the Space NK one is brilliant value. I think like the Vogue one was shit. The Vogue one was pathetic. Gives.
Who did I see had that?
Everyone on TikTok.
Mm.
I looked them all up because I was like, I wonder what's good this year. The Sephora one was shit too.
Does it not just have them on the back as well though?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
But like it has what you're getting.
But I suppose if you're going to, I can't remember ever seeing a man just float in and buy a fucking advent calendar and be like, yeah, I'm going to give this to her. It's always like, will you get me that one? Because I've seen everything in it. But what I will say is because you get so much stuff, you still get surprised. I knew exactly what was in that calendar. And every time I'd be like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it is, I mean, it's just fun to dip the toe back into the childlike
wonder.
Yeah.
There's so few surprises for adults. Actually, there's none.
I know. I love how like marketing is like, actually, hold on, we can tap into the fucking childlike
wonderment
if we're adults and get more money out of these.
Instead of chocolate, it's a load of samples. We're going to sell it like it's full price. We get these for literally free from these companies.
And they're so extravagant. Like, I've never heard of P. Louise in my life. And
oh my God.
The drama
over the P. Louise advent calendar.
What is the fuck is P. Louise? It's like the most dumb packaging I've seen in my life.
P. Louise is a girl from, don't kill me, I want to say Manchester, Liverpool, that kind of way. And she's very much, she came up with a style of makeup back in 2016 that was like, you know, the Inglot eye? She was doing like the Inglot eye on crack. Like, this girl created a style of makeup. You can say what you want, but she did. So she had this academy and she had these makeup artists and she'd, you know, she was doing like training for people. Mm-hmm. And she used to always use a very specific MAC product called Select Cover Up. It was a squeezable concealer and it was a hard enough concealer to work with, as in like for a concealer. But what it was great is because it was like a blanket for the eye. You put that on, it was so thick and heavy that any eyeshadow you put on top was like the color.
Okay.
So she very much created this style of makeup. And then like Nikki Tutorial saw her, Jeffree Star kind of like was like, oh my God, they started recreating this girl page from fucking wherever's, like random town, small town in the UK. They all started recreating like her style of makeup.
Love to see it.
Then she created her own base. So she just had the one product. It was P. Louise Eye Base. And it was basically what she liked about MAC Select Cover Up, and then of course she made it like dry down a little bit easier, like stuff like that, made it whatever. Went and released the base went viral again. You had like all of the biggest people in makeup, Manny MUA, Jeffree Star, like all the huge hard-hitting Americans using it too. It was global, like it was wild. And then she had this kind of academy, so all the money, but she's very much a girly, you know, she's like a Hunterella. No, but as in she's like, you know, she got the pink Range Rovers for all the staff and she's very much into like giving back. So she used to do these like really elaborate, I bought my mum a house and like do the whole thing. And she bought the mum the house and everything's crushed velvet and everything is Fiat 500 kind of coat, you know, that way. But it was like, but she's making so much money and she seems like a sane girl. Then she did this random like dance academy as well, which is kind of fucking mad because like her cousins and everything were into it. Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's her style, is very much that kind of like pink princessy
And everything very sugar plum, very cute.
And it's all packaging. It's like way beyond, like, she doesn't give a fuck about sustainability. It's like she does eyebrow products, like an eyebrow stick and an eyebrow gel in like a coffee cup with a straw and with the this and
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what I was like. This is so Claire's Accessories.
Yes.
And like it's so, extra as fuck.
It's so extra. And it's great for that kind of market of people who are like for me personally, her stuff is good. But I'm like, there's too much packaging here. Like it actually wrecks my head.
Yeah. And she's too, like, I don't really need all that shit in my like makeup bag.
And she's very much like, these are stuff for you to display. And it's like, no, girl.
But I guess she has tapped into that, like, we're using skincare as fucking like interior design right now. Yeah. Like that Aesop soap, fuck me. Everywhere.
It's not even that good.
No.
It's literally not.
I bought
good.
It because of that bitch Samantha. You know that girl?
Oh, wow. Years ago. Samantha.
Samantha. Yeah. Years ago, she had it and she was like, this soap, oh my God. Like, I felt like I was in a meadow. I was like, I was transported via this scent. I was like, okay, you've totally sold me. I've never bought like such expensive soap, but I bought the soap and I was like, meh. Do I still use the container and decanter my Aldi soap? Yes. I'm not buying fucking expensive soap like that again.
I'm done.
I learned my lesson, so I did. My
when
hands
I had
were...
money, when I had money, I was wild.
Yeah, I was crazy, but I really did learn that, like, expensive. No one can fucking tell if you're going out. No one's like, is that the Aesop soap that you just used? Yes, yes. Is that the NARS? It's like, no.
It just kind of, I think it makes sense for businesses where they have like Byredo in the bathroom and you're kind of like, okay.
Totally.
Because it upgrades, I think, the experience that you think. So you don't, you kind of forget the fact that you just paid 28 quid for like a spaghetti bolognese.
Yes. Because you're in hotels and places like that. It's like, okay, I like to see a whey.
Yeah.
Soap.
You're like, okay.
Okay. Now I feel a bit more comfortable in this establishment. They know what's up.
Yeah. And the fact that I just spent a fucking obscene amount of money on the room.
Yeah.
So I get it for that.
Because I hate that when you go to a really expensive hotel and it's just some bullshit soap attached to the wall. Like for the shampoo. It's like, oh, come on.
You're like, come on. You could have done something.
Yeah. Like, it's like, at least get like the Loewe fucking soap or whatever. Come on.
Do something.
Do better. Something.
Do better. Do better for me and you. Do better for all of us. But anyway, P. Louise, she did this advent calendar and people tore it asunder. Like they tore it apart.
Because it was late, right? Well, that's what I know from Nevo. It took its sweet time. Oh.
The customs on it. See, the issue is with that, and I do find it interesting because P. Louise, and there is another brand called Made by Mitchell. He's a guy from Manchester. Yes. And
he was the Kardashians fucked with him, no?
No, Sweetie. He used to be Sweetie's makeup artist. Yeah, and he'd be like, he'd go to, I don't think he still does, but anyway.
He was also hanging around with Jeffrey Vibes back in the day.
He was, yeah. He used to do Jeffrey Star's makeup. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he...
Made by Mitchell.
Yeah, Made by Mitchell. That's my guy. That's in there. But he also started his own brand. And it's very much like, I don't know what the fuck it is between the P. Louise and the Made by Mitchell. I had murder with Mitchell, Made by Mitchell last year. It took them 6 weeks to deliver these fucking, I think I got like thing toppers, like eyeshadow toppers. And then in the end they were like, oh, they're all sold out. And I was like, I actually physically hate you people. Like, I hate you so much.
Like, you waited and then
I waited and waited and you were like, it's on its way. No, it's actually here. It's here, it's here. And I was like, oh,
it really turns you off a fucking brand.
And haven't
like,
bought a thing since.
I used to love Reformation and they do these sales once a year. Their clothing is like sustainable. Yeah. It's a bit more of a higher price point, but it's, they just have so much on the website. Like, it's really chic.
Yeah.
Kind of, you could just wear, and the stuff I have, I wear and wear and wear.
Yeah.
So I waited for the sale and I bought, like, I spent so long because there's hundreds of shit on this fucking website. Yeah. So you really have to set aside the time. Because I'm like, I have to go through every dress just to make sure that I have the best dress for me. And then it just was not accepting my payment or something. Like, I bought off it a load of time. Like, it was like, this address can't be, like, it wouldn't let me click my address.
Oh.
And I was like, come on. And it just wasn't, like, there was some, like, malfunction with the website that it was not letting me just, like, it was like, which address to send to? I was like, that one, but it wouldn't let me click. I was, like, emailing them. They were like, oh, okay. Taking 24 hours to get back to me. Then it was fucking, all the shit was out of stock. I was like, I...
Oh, that's the worst.
Cannot steal.
That's the... fucking
like
worst.
I spent hours looking through and like carving out my new wardrobe.
Yeah. I hate
imagining
it.
Me in all these things, yeah. Being like, my life is really just going to change. I have my capsule collection wardrobe of my dreams. I have my party dress. I have my jeans. I have my top. I have my dressy top.
Yeah.
No, you have nothing. And you just wasted 3 hours.
You've actually zeller.
I know. And I was like thinking, because I was like really caroting in the fucking emails, that they were going to be like, oh, okay, well, I'm sure we can.
We'll actually just send that to you.
But I thought that they could, like, I don't know, extend the fucking sale and be like, gosh, are we, you know, can you just give us your order, like, or whatever.
Yeah, well, what do they call it? Something the price.
Because, like, I was logged in and whatever. And I haven't bought anything from there yet.
Not again. Admire. What's it called? Oh, that's going to wreck my head.
What is it?
Something the price, you know, where it's like, we'll consider, like, we'll accept that that was the price that you were going to pay for it, kind of thing.
Yes. No. Oh, like if you find something in the 30% off and it wasn't meant to be there, but it's,
and it was
like,
well, do you know what? We'll let you away with it.
That
we'll
kind of.
We'll fucking let you away with it. But the customs anyway for P. Louise Mitchell, shit show, and it keeps happening now where, I don't know, they changed their courier from Unpost to UPS or from UPS back to Unpost. I haven't a clue. Anyway, everyone's getting rinsed for customs. She did this advent calendar, and P. Louise is known for like fair prices, but she did this like really elaborate. The thing has lights on it. You press
it. It doesn't have lights.
It does. It has music and lights and fucking... The most wasteful stuff that you could find in the pound shop is in this calendar. Like, it's absolutely obscene. And people were like, that's too expensive.
How much was it? You know?
It was $270. But also, it was a castle. It was a literal.
Yeah, like, it's like a dollhouse.
It was like a dollhouse castle. And everybody was like, that is, who is that man that is at my,
oh,
at my door? Oh God, guys, give me a moment. Run up and down the stairs. Move my bloody car. The caretakers. Jesus, I was through the roof there, girls. Anyway, the customs were nearly as much as the bloody products.
No.
Because of the fact that they changed couriers.
Okay.
And now the courier sets the price?
Right.
I don't know. It's stupid. I think any company that think it's okay to charge us customs is disgusting.
Oh, it's so sad.
I know.
And how many spam texts are you getting? Like, oh, with the
3 a day.
I know.
Day.
It's crazy.
And it's so frustrating because it's like, if you get a pair of shoes, like I was buying from Ego, I think I needed a pair of shoes that matched a certain outfit. And I was like, okay, grand. Fucking got them and the customs were the same price. But also, I by an accident ordered 2 pairs of the same shoe.
Oh.
And I had to pay customs on both pairs.
No.
I was like, I didn't realise I ordered two of the same.
I've just totally fallen off online shopping because of this stuff. It stresses me out. Yeah.
I don't really do it that much
anymore. I just really fucks with Amazon. Sorry.
I know.
Whoever that affects.
Well, the workers.
Oh, yes. The workers. Oh, my goodness. My friend, her fella was working as one and he couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, horrific.
They have no, like, bathroom breaks. They're told to pee in the fucking van.
Horrific.
In the van.
I know. What is wrong with them?
What?
I know. Again, back to my billionaires. Not ethical. Not ethical.
Never ethical. It should be illegal.
Well, did you see the latest? You'll actually love this. Did you see that report on Savage by Fenty?
Tell me no.
So they did. I can't remember what the report is called. I will find out right now because I know where I had saved it down. So give me a moment to get you the names.
Yes, let's but just there not cut was... any corners here and get the correct information.
I know, sure, Jesus, I'm nothing if not misinformed. So, nothing if not misinformed at any point. So there's
okay,
this
I might
kind
have to
of...
unlike a TikTok if she's not now doing stuff, because I was liking her on TikTok last night.
So
let me just
there
go into
this...
my likes and remove that like swiftly.
So Rihanna's Savage by Fenty scores worse than Shein in ethical practice.
See, look, there she is, unliked. And I did notice... I thought that was really strange. Fenty Beauty. Let me pop on to TikTok again. So the official Fenty Beauty, 79,000 likes for Rihanna doing a lip. I was like, that's not a lot,
not
for,
a lot
Rihanna.
For Rihanna.
And like how many like comments.
But this is her fashion brand. So Savage
539
by Fenty.
Comments on a Rihanna. Isn't that weird?
That is very strange.
Posted a day ago and she's in it. And we never really see Rihanna.
No, we don't. Since she had the Baba number 2.
Yeah. And she was doing a like lip tutorial, which people usually eat up. So I'm like,
rad.
Oh, so her clothing line, the
so
bras,
it's her
and
clothing
stuff.
Line, not Fenty Beauty.
Remember, she came out with that random, like, trying to make like a kind of luxurious fashion line.
Did she?
A couple of years ago, it was Fenty as well.
Oh, you're right.
And it was
right.
Like the blazers,
yes.
Like quite like structured clothing.
Yes. I think she was trying to do a Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
Yeah, that is actually so. So this is like the ethical. whatever the fuck. Yes. It's like the thing. Mm-hmm. So Misguided is higher, Chanel is higher, Disney, then Shein. Like, this doesn't mean that these are better. These are Disney. Like still pretty
Should
shit.
Should I be cancelling Disney Plus?
Probably. I mean, probably. Okay. But anyway, Fenty is so far down the list. Like, unbelievably far down the list.
So at the top is...
I don't know who's at the top. I can see LMVH, but I don't know if this is like a good...
LMVH again. Is like completely unethical.
Uh-huh. So it's like, here's all like the findings. I'll send you this yourself so you can
peruse
it later.
Send me this so we can have a look.
You can peruse it now. But this is kind of the ethical radar, if you will. And it kind of breaks it down. Four categories: commercial practices, raw materials, environmental justice, and governance. And Savage by Fenty has only scored 4 points, and that is in governance. So it's not looking great. It's not looking good, bruv. It's not looking good. See, underneath Savage, just to give you guys a bit of an awareness, is Mothercare, Abercrombie & Fitch, Forever 21, JCPenney, Sears, TJX, Edinburgh Wooden Mill for some reason has zero. But anyway, so apparently not a very ethical, like, business.
See, I don't know. I don't really believe in the whole Rihanna hype. I love Rihanna. She's cool. Well, no, I like her. I don't love her. I like her. She's cool. I really liked her Super Bowl.
Oh, that was so
fucking cool as hell.
That was so good.
But I do just like, you're so money hungry. You're just like another Kardashian. I just hate that money greed. It grosses me out.
But that's why I think that there needs to be, and you know, I talked about it a good bit on our Patreon last week, and on multiple times I've had this conversation about Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Like, they are incredible businesswomen, great performers, but where's their ethics? You know, that kind of way of like...
And you just as well, like, you are, I mean, are you an incredible businesswoman singularly, or are you just like, you get to a point of having so much access to finances, you know, the best artists to create these shows and all that, like, how much of it is actually her authentic kind
of,
like,
commercial decisions, you know? Like, Taylor Swift didn't launch 4 of the same album for the good of her heart. She did it to make money because she knows that that's 4 albums that a child has to buy rather than 1 album, and breadcrumbing everybody with a different thing, a different cover, and if you bought the whole 4, it made the clock, and there was one special song on each one. She didn't do that because she loves her fans. She did that to make money. And people are mad.
And how
when
much
they
money
don't
do you
want
to make? That's what I'll never guess.
And that's what I said about the genocide in particular. I'm like, pull your fucking cinema bullshit. The fact that you're doing a cinema run makes me sick anyway.
Who? Taylor?
Taylor and Beyonce. Yeah. Why? You don't need fucking films. I'm sorry. Like, whatever. The
I have
Homecoming,
no desire to see either.
The Homecoming special on Netflix, I'll accept, because it was Coachella and it was a moment in time and it was very specific.
That was for Beyonce.
For Taylor Swift, she had Miss Americana, whatever. It was around that time where she thought she was being absolutely crazy insane because she came out and was like, by the way, I don't like Trump. And her whole fan base is Republican red, you know, or sorry, not her whole fan base, but a lot of her fan base in the US is kind of that, you know, red moving, red adjacent, red. And she even had an album called Red. But
God, how many albums does she have?
I know. But I'm like, I'm like, at one point you do have to turn around and be like, come on. You didn't need this. Plus, you don't need an Eras tour, the Eras popcorn
None of them
bucket,
need any of it.
The Eras soft drink.
I mean, we don't
thing.
Need Kai. For example, we don't need like Kylie Jenner's new fucking fashion line. We don't need like Kylie Jenner skin and Kim's skin and Skims and her faking being this like, oh, I'm going to be reforming people, like prison reform or whatever. And like, and also being an actress, and then like Rihanna with the bras and the blazers and the makeup and the Super Bowl and the Met Gala. It's like, sit the fuck down.
How are you not just tired? Yeah, at
like
one
Jennifer
point.
Aniston coming out with her hair care. It's like fucking like
Jennifer hasn't done anything before this, so I'll allow it.
Like, I find it so cheap to be like, I used to be really known for my hair. I'll just try and make money out of that years later because I was, well, I guess she was making money about it.
No, she had shares in John Frieda, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, she had like nearly. Think like I think maybe in the 40% is
no way
yeah shares yeah my bitch
so yeah
but
I don't
that's
know,
why
it's
I'm
gross.
Like there's people that can do like if you're a celebrity, go and invest. Everybody else is fucking doing it, so why don't you? But I do think, and that's what kind of like at one point I was like, lads, when are we going to turn around and be like, if Taylor Swift and Beyonce came out and said something about the genocide, people that would move people to give
well,
that would move Congress.
I don't think
that
they should
move
they
things.
Should just
That
put
would
their money.
Lot.
Like, I don't know. Can you just they, not just pay someone for it to stop?
But they kept. Also, that
would
like,
totally work. Also, surely. Like, just how come all the like really rich ass celebrities can't just like pile their money and be like, okay, we're going to give you this fucking money if you just don't do that.
I mean, again,
preferably before all the deaths happen, because now when people are sharing, I'm like, I mean, so much death has happened that will never be erased.
I know, it's so fucked.
Like,
it?
There's...
We're at 22,000 at the moment with thousands more displaced and under rubble.
And like, that's like...
And that's more than any world. Like, it's crazy when you see the statistics. That's more than any of the wars. Really, that's scary. More than, oh, like, more than the occupation in Iraq. More than, like, all of that really insane, intense. And it's just money on money on money.
Okay, so my thoughts, if I was president of the world,
okay,
would
which
be,
is a position,
which is something that I think needs to happen.
Okay, just the one.
Yeah, just the whole world, one president.
Lindsay
Hamilton, Mermaid of Jade.
Call Paul's gonna be queen.
Yes. I would abolish, like, you're not allowed to be a millionaire. Like, there's a cutoff point to wealth.
She believes in universal income.
What? Yeah, what's that?
Universal income is where everybody makes the same amount of money.
I believe like that there's just like, if you can only have legally a certain amount in your possession.
Okay.
And like, so there's no desire then to be a billionaire because you can't be one.
Okay.
Because like, it just is a cutoff point, because there should be like an allocated, you know, number. Okay, this is how much one, like, there's no reason for all these people to have all the money in control. Like, why does Kim Kardashian get to have all that money? Just because, like, she stumbled upon it and, like, it worked out for her. Like, it wasn't
America.
Same with, you know, every billionaire. It's not that they're more intelligent. Just because they think they are, or because they have the money, that doesn't, like, correlate. It's not like, oh, because you managed to get that much money, it's like, oh, look how amazing I am. Like, money is so random, especially the past, like, decade.
Money is so random.
Like, I mean, look at all the dumb bitches who are, like, super rich. Mm. You know? I remember when I didn't drive, everyone was like, think of every dumb bitch, you know, who drives. And then...
Is that what made you drive?
Yeah, I was like,
I'm
true.
So proud of you, by the way.
Driving
I never
around.
I thought you would drive.
I know, same.
It's like you and Claire, I was like, all the time, I'd be like, oh, fucking drive.
And it's fabulous. Yeah. I'm a little scared, but it is fabulous.
No, but you did really well.
I do love it. I love my little car. But yeah, I also think so. No billionaires. There's a cutoff point for money. Okay. And then it just goes back into the pool, which is like, you know... Let's stop this war. There's the money pool.
Yeah.
What's it called? A kitty?
Should we call it a world kitty? Yeah. Like when the girls go on holidays.
For
bigger.
Example, like people who are starving. Hello. Dip the into kitty. The kitty. There's a bit of food.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
Sure, sure, sure.
And also there is like, I would bring in maybe 65 when men absolutely have to get their tubes tied. You cannot be still making babies. So, okay. You know the way there's that unfair thing with like, you know, men and women that yeah. like women have a cutoff point. So
yeah.
realistically, I'll give them 5 to 10 years post when a woman can have a baby. So that would just help out women a lot, I think.
Okay.
So okay. maybe 45 tubes tied. No more. No more kids for you. Legally. You like.
So went from 65 to 45.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, is there a reason for a 65-year-old to have a child? I don't know.
65 or a 45? I think 45 is way too young.
Okay, 55. 50.
You met me in the middle.
50. No, 50 is enough. I don't want a 55. It's not.
Okay.
It's not like to be the president, you have to be like.
Okay, you have to be hardline. Good mm-hmm. for you. What about education? Are we doing anything there?
Education, just like.
Just have some.
We pop into the kitty. That dip kitty in. Really just.
It's big.
How amazing though, if someone couldn't be a millionaire, if it was like, oh, Kim, you actually aren't entitled to all that money just because you earned it. Like, how did you earn it even? Because, like, all the Kardashians have been, like, consistently. Like known for robbing stuff. So like, are they, you know, it's yeah. not that their ideas are brilliant. It's just that they have the access to like shut everyone else up and have the access to earn more and more money. Like money moves way more for them than it would me.
For me or, and you.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
That's just my opinion.
Anyway, myself and Lindsay are going to record another episode. We don't know yet where it's going to live. It might live on Lindsay's very cool, very hip, very to the groove podcast. Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about Lipstick Lessons?
Oh, thanks. So Lipstick Lessons, I started like nearly 2 years ago, maybe. Time has moved so fast while. Like, it's I mean, crazy. It's a long time. I just still feel post-COVID-y as well. Like, I don't think I'll ever get over that. 2024 is the year I'm not mentioning that BS anymore. We're over it. It's been great. It's like my diary.
Yeah, it is.
And my friend's diary.
You never know what you're getting there.
No, yeah. But like a lot of it, it's really just like my aim with lipstick lessons has always been my, like, the same aim why I started to come on social media, is just to cut through bullshit and, like, say what I want to say. And I've really found that I've been, like, therapizing myself through the podcast. Mm-hmm. I've literally outed a guy who R-rated me, mm-hmm, only a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. I talked about something I did last year. I've talked about, like, being a single mom and how unfair it is. I, mm-hmm, call out the bastards I've been with, because my podcast really is about the people in my life, however they want to present themselves. It's up to them, but it's going to spill out on my podcast.
So beware.
Well, the amount of calls I get, or the amount of, like, from exes or from fucking, yeah, like, oh, I'm going to go to court. By all, like, I first of all make sure that I have written proof and receipts of everything that I say on a podcast. Men are dumb. That's what I've learned. No matter how wealthy they are dumb, because I have so many fucking receipts to be able to then, I think, spill, and it's not defamation.
You go, girl.
So, yeah, I got sued once and I won, so. Try it.
She's not afraid of being sued, girls.
No, because, like,
girls and guys, she's done it. She's been through.
I will live, and I'll live my life, which, like, shit is crazy in my life all the time. Drama just follows me and whatever. And I'm
just
the
drama
I'm the common denominator. Blah blah blah. But, like, I don't give a fuck. I think that's not true. It's true, but I think just because I'm the common denominator, so are all the fucking bitches that they're going out with. I'm sure I could sit them down and they're going to say the same thing about, yeah, the same experience. Mm-hmm. So, like, how come, that really annoys me when, like, you know, you're the common denominator, but, like, the reality is I've been through, like, a lot of crazy shit that a lot of women deal with in this country. Mm-hmm. It's just unfairness in this world.
Yeah.
Just the unfairness of being a woman and the, like, constant, like, just as a mother, that all the labor goes on to you. Like, this whole country, this whole world exists on the unpaid labor of women.
Yeah.
And it's tiring. And
that's what Lipstick Lessons is about.
That's what it's about. It's just about fucking outing these pricks. Mm-hmm. And talking about all the shit that goes on with men, really.
Yeah. Well, I think with you, you've never, ever been worried or afraid to be yourself in any way, shape or form. Mm. And I do think that that is something that people are terrified of, and they feel like it's something that they can actively criticize. So that is that in turn then ends up kind of lending into everything that you do over there, where it's like, this is what I do, this is who I am, this is who I be, mm-hmm, and I'm nothing if not authentic over
here. And it's
here.
Not stopping, I know. Yeah. Because that's really how I've come up against it. It's like, however you present yourself in my life, mm-hmm, is how you will be represented on the podcast.
And this is Publix, that is for all of you who wants to go over to Lipstick Lessons.
But that's something that, like, I think you are completely entitled to do.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to quiet in when someone treats you a certain type of way. What's that? I think silence is the devil. That's why I'm so loud all the time. Mm-hmm. Because what's the point? Why would I keep your shit quiet? Just clean up your act and then I won't have, they give me the content, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, true. That, you know, is the way? Yeah, I suppose. I was like, it didn't come from nowhere.
No.
So if you would like to hear more of Lynn's,
I'm over there on patreon.com/lipstick lessons.
It needs a little paywall because it's pretty crazy.
Yes, because I guess that's one thing I can say, that it's behind that. And I do feel, like, safe with that. Yeah.
And I think, and sometimes I feel really naive, because even with our own Patreon, I'm like, oh, we're all friends here. And then I'm like, oh no, what?
I know. And, like, I mean, exes have subscribed. I'm like,
yeah. And you always think, for some reason, I forget the human race. Like, I forget, like, even that conversation that we were having earlier on with Claire. Like, people are fucking demented.
Yeah, I know.
And I think out of all of us, I do actually think Claire gets the most insane messages. I know you get, like, more verbally, but, like, stuff, yeah, that you are, like, used to. I think some of the stuff
Claire
that
people has got
come
crazy
with,
things over the years.
I think the narrative that people make up about, like, their relationship.
Also, I've really
bonkers.
Pulled back from, yes, being on social media heavily, yeah, and I just kind of focus on my Patreon, because I do have that, like, great community there. Like, we have a WhatsApp group. You know, if you sign up to Lipstick Lessons, you get access to the WhatsApp group. There's, like, 200 women in there. And it's really great, because I feel like I'm speaking about whatever's going on, and then I'm hearing their stories, because they're really, like, open, because it's like an anonymous safe space. I keep it really nice. Like, there's no, yeah, bitchiness. There's no, and people are, like, writing their problems.
Yeah.
Like,
and you don't have to go. And that's what I like. It's like, you don't have to join the WhatsApp group. Yeah. I'm not part of the WhatsApp group. That
yeah,
was
you
driving
ask,
up the walls. You know?
Yeah. A lot of people are, like, anti-groups, yeah, but, like, So
it's nice that you have, like, that kind of,
it's an extra if you want to. But also, there's so many people who just read and don't, yeah, interact, and they, yeah, just like the kind of,
they like the tea.
Yeah.
They like the tea. So yes, if you would like more of Lindsay,
pop on over to Lipstick Lessons. She will be over there. Thank you so much for listening. As I said, if you are listening to this on a Sunday, we have a brand new episode out for you on Patreon on the Monday. Not yet sure who's going to be in that little slot. I'm pre-recording. Not yet
sure. It's a surprise.
It's a little surprise for you. go and have a little look, huh? Who knows who's going to be there?
It's like an advent calendar.
P. Louise.
Found quaking.
For my advent calendar podcast. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on, Lindsay.
Thanks for having me.
A little dream. And thank you to everybody for your support. As I said, Jen is on mat leave. When she comes back, we will be... Oh, we have a roster. We have stuff to talk about, sure we will.
2024, it's all happening. We're talking rosters.
Yeah,
we're talking preparation.
We're talking...
I'm also... gearing up for that.
Topical. We're talking yeah. Topical topics.
Topical pop culture moments.
We're talking in the now. In the know and in the
finger
now.
On the button.
This has been your podcast that has brought to you the spiciest tea. What yes. was that episode about? What could we say? Who knows?
Gaza.
There you go. Thank you so much for your support and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.